Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Zwiegel with KCSB News. Today, I'm here with
Grace Fisher.
I'm here today at Grace's Arts Clubhouse. It's an inclusive space for children with disabilities and all kinds of people to just kind of explore art and learn a bit about themselves through art. Grace, would you like to tell us a bit about your story and what led you here?
I have been disabled for about 9 years, and throughout my whole disability, like, the arts have been so transformative in helping me to navigate my disability with a positive attitude. So here at the clubhouse, we do a variety of programs, from adaptive music to art programs. We have dance and also social opportunities for participants and people with disabilities. And it's a really special place because, of course, like, we cater mostly towards people with disabilities, but it's an inclusive space where we really welcome anyone who wants to create. And it's really special to see people with disabilities alongside people without disabilities. And it kind of takes down all, like, barriers around disability. So it's really special to see.
Yeah, no, that sounds really nice. I've never heard of a space like this before, so I definitely think it's something new, and it's something really cool that you've done here.
Thank you.
And then first, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your art and your journey with art specifically. What kind of art do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I guess I should I should mention, like, how I was introduced to fine art. And so 9 years ago, I was, a virus attacked my spinal cord. So it's very similar to polio, and it's called acute flaccid myelitis. And previous to my disability, I was, like, a typical kid, and I was a dancer, and I played music, but I didn't paint or anything. And when I was in rehab, they introduced me to adaptive art, and I can't move anything below my neck, and so they showed me a paintbrush that I hold in my mouth. And that's how I paint. And at first, when I was in rehab, the day-to-day life in a hospital is, like, depressing, and, like, I was not having a good time.
No, I could imagine. I was going to say, like, if anything, I feel like painting would be the most, like, exciting thing to happen in a hospital.
Absolutely. And at first, like, it was, like, just squiggles and lines and stuff, but it was one thing that I could do. And especially at a time when, like, I couldn't do anything, I became, like, kind of obsessed with it. So, it's been 9 years now, like I said, and so it's given me, like, a lot of time to practice. And but it's definitely, like, taken me a while to get to where I am today.
My next question is, what inspires you when you work on your art? Like, is there a certain topic or theme, or maybe even just, like, color scape that you like to use when you paint?
I really like color, and I paint a lot of landscapes, and I'm really inspired by nature, and I have a garden in the backyard, and that's a hobby that I've kind of adopted, is gardening, but I'm not doing any of the gardening. It's like me directing people.
You provide emotional support. That's important.
Yes, yes. But yeah, landscapes and color.
One of my last questions when it comes to art is, I feel like a lot of people are intimidated to start, or you meet a lot of people that say, oh, I'm just not good at drawing or something like that. Is there any sort of advice you would have? How would you encourage people to kind of get into art?
Yeah, a lot of people say like, oh, I'm not an artist. I suck at art and stuff. But it's really, I think anyone is capable. It just requires like time and commitment. And so I think, or anyone that is maybe intimidated to start drawing or painting, it's, you just got to start somewhere. And if you're willing to put in the time, I think that is really the dictator of like what and how much you can create. But that's why I really like the space at the clubhouse here in La Cumbre Plaza, because it's, we always have an art project available, and anyone can come in and just dabble and explore. And
now, I remember when I was a kid and I used to draw like these little storybooks, and as soon as I made one mistake with a marker, it was like out with the whole thing. Like I throw it all away. And I was like so mad at myself now, because I'm like, I bet those were good. I bet I could have saved them or something. But no, I just like black permanent marker over the whole thing in the trash.
Well, that's one thing that like gives both my parents headaches, because they watch me paint and they watch me do everything, and sometimes I'll be like almost finished with something, and then like the next day it's like all white because I just paint over.
And they're like, what happened? What happened to your beautiful painting?
They're like, this took you like a week, like what happened to it?
They're like, you guys don't understand, it has to be perfect.
I
think just my last question is, why is art more important now more than ever? Why should people see the value in art?
There's a lot that's going on in the world that can be stressful. It there's a lot of unknowns, and like I said, with a disability especially, it's, you don't know what the future's gonna bring, and art is just a way to be present, and you can relate to people that might be a lot different, but it's be present with the people around you. One mantra that we have here is, my only limitation will be my imagination. And that's a message that, yeah, I would like to convey to everyone, that anything's possible. You just might have to change your expectations of what you think you might be able to do.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me today, Grace. It was really nice to see your space, and I hope our listeners will stop by to see it for themselves, because it's really beautiful what you guys have done here.
Thank you, and it was great meeting you.
It's great meeting you, too. This is Jennifer Zweigel from KCSB.